Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
Thanks for listening to CarCast on Podcast One.
Hey everybody, it's Chad Prather here, the guy that's unapologetically Southern on YouTube. Join me every Thursday for the Chad Prather Show exclusively here on Podcast One. I'm bringing armchair philosophy and observational humor to what's going on in the world. As guests help me sort it all out. Nothing is off limits on the Chad Prather Show. Again, every Thursday, it's new episodes of the Chad Prather Show right here on Podcast One. Download and listen to new episodes exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on. Man, get on. Welcome to CarCast, Adam Carolla. It's Matt, the moderator. DeAndrea over there.
Hello.
Favorite subject to talk about. I do my podcast. I do Garrigus, me and Ray and all that. But I love talking cars.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know what it is. What is it?
Mostly it's me.
It's mostly you.
A lot of it has to do with Matt.
A lot of it has to do with Matt.
You're a mood booster.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Man. You're a little mood booster. You're my little pixie that sits upon my shoulder. You're my muse. My muse.
Wow. That's flattering.
No, I like Matt's a good guy. I like Matt. I was having these conversations with Lynette the other day, which is the folks that just kind of tell you why stuff's not going to work. And yeah. I don't want to be around those people. And I never get it. And I know they think they're being responsible, but I got enough of that from my family. And I could just, it just always bothers me when you have an idea, like you go like, you know, when I told Matt, hey, I want to build a Super Z for SEMA, he didn't go like, whoa, that's going to be a lot. Or, you know, he just went like, well, let's get started. I remember, but I never get like, look, I get it. Like if I say like, I want to go base jumping and I have no experience, but I'm going to go find a suspension bridge and start tomorrow, then by all means, intervene and go, are you sure? Like, have you thought this out? It could be pretty dangerous. That's all the thing.
Yeah, my thought is, let's do the research. Let's see.
But a million years ago, when I said to Donnie, I said, hey, I think we can get the Guinness Book of World Records. I think we can go get it. And we can put on all our business cards and stuff. And he went, what if we don't get it? And I said, well, then we won't tell everyone we didn't get it. We'll just put it
on the business card. Almost got it.
It'll quietly go away, but I think we can get it. And he said, yeah, but what if we don't? And I'm like, yeah, well, we won't advertise then. Oh, well, we won't put as much into advertising
right,
that we
like,
didn't
don't
get
print
it.
The cards now and then try to get it. Let's go ahead and wait on printing the business cards.
Right.
Let's say most downloaded.
I was doing Jim Harbaugh's podcast this morning, and you know, 8 years after getting the record or whatever, 9 years after getting the record, and he's like, the Guinness Book, most downloaded podcast in the world. And I was like, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice people say it. But again, if we didn't get it, I wouldn't bring it up.
No, I don't think that guy would have mentioned it either.
I just happened. So I like that Matt's attitude is let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Also, And that's good. It's funny. I was talking to, you saw Jason Calacanis, I think it is, yesterday. Did I get that right? Yeah. You saw him yesterday.
Yeah.
You bought him food. Kajillionaire.
Yeah.
We're going to get into Tesla in a second. He has one of the first Teslas, Roadsters and blah, blah, blah.
He's worth a lot of money.
Tech guy. Guy got in, third guy to get into Uber.
What do you think is the net worth of Jason Calacanis?
I don't know. Chris can look it up. I can tell you that from doing, if you type in any celebrity's name, including my own, the first thing that pops up is net worth.
Yeah.
And
it's good SEO on those guys.
And
man.
I
celebrity
was like,
net worth. That I website.
Was, I was like typing in, yeah, good SEO. I found out what that meant yesterday.
Good.
From Jason. But I would type in, starting to type in like Adam Carolla, 935. And before I get to 935, net worth
comes up.
Pops up.
Yeah.
So don't think I don't go on the internet looking to see what my net worth is, but if I'm typing in my name and I can't get to Porsche.
Yeah.
And net worth pops up, I am curious.
Oh, yeah. What does the internet think you're worth?
Well, it was kind of nice.
We should look that one up, too.
It was kind of nice because I checked it, like, it came up like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And it said $15 million.
Yeah.
And I was like.
8 years ago, it said seven.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Well, it seemed, maybe it was 3 years ago, it went to $15 million.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh. What do I have? Like, I don't think I ever, at any given time, I don't have $300,000 in the bank. And if I do, I owe the government $450,000 in taxes.
Right.
So it's not like, if I ever talk to my money guy and I go, do I have $500,000? He goes, yeah, but you owe $489 of it to the government. So
yeah.
Don't think about buying a car.
Yeah. Every time I Google net worth on anybody, my first thought is, what do they own? What cars do they have? That's my first thought.
So
what
cars do they have? I don't have any money sitting around.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of do a math. Like, well, what's your warehouse worth? And what's your car worth?
Right.
And whatever it is. So I was, there it was. It was a $15 million. And I kind of remember thinking, well, I guess if I sold everything I owned, Have I completely just cashed out?
You needed
out,
to completely liquidate. Like,
just
what are we?
Completely cashed out. Maybe that would be a pretty accurate number. If
so
I sold everything I own.
You think you'd net 15?
I would gross probably. I don't know what I would net. I mean,
yeah.
After.
You know, like you get a house, there's a mortgage on the house, but the house is worth more than the mortgage. So. You know,
yeah.
You pay it off, and then what's left? You know?
Yeah, yeah,
and
right.
All the properties.
Net out,
yeah.
That way. Yeah, yeah. I would probably somewhere in that neighborhood. I remember thinking to myself, well, this is a fairly, this number's based on something.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm trying to think about it as we talk. But if I sold everything I owned, every race car and everything, yes, maybe I'd be worth $15 million. So I remember thinking that, and because I thought of that, then it made me think, well, when I see other people's, I know that it's based on something.
Yeah.
Jason's reported 20 million.
That's where it says everywhere, but there's no way.
There's no way.
It's that low, right? But there are multiple sources that are saying it's 20 million. I don't know. Maybe it just has a good team that's keeping it really.
What did it say for Adam then?
16.
16?
Now, there's no way there's a 20% chasm between me and that
yeah.
guy.
He just felt richer to you when he walked in.
No, because he said he sold his like Uber stock for what, 180?
Yeah, but he had to split it with
yeah.
somebody.
But I mean,
so
that's a even if he got 20
bucks.
Out of that.
Oh, whatever it is. So I was sitting. I was doing Norman Lear's podcast, and Norman Lear, we were talking about it, and he said, I don't know, look me up. He's 95 years old. You know, he created All in the Family and Good Times
yeah,
and whatever
yeah.
else, and he's worth $50 million. And I said, I'm worth 15. And then somebody said, nah, you're at 16 now.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, good. I'm ticking up.
Yeah. You're going in the right direction.
Yeah,
that's not just inflation. I think there's some work in there.
I don't know. Maybe they're factoring in Paul Newman race cars or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
They gave me another $1 million.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. My mom's gonna be so proud when I don't tell her about it.
When she Googles your net worth.
I don't want her to get angry.
Every time a family member asks you for money, do they Google your net worth first?
No. If you told my mom I got a celebrity net worth of $16 million, she'd go, Dolores doesn't have a dining room table. That would be her
yeah.
answer. And then I'd go, who's Dolores? And she'd go, she works for me full time as a caretaker. And then I'd go, why don't you pay her more? And she'd go, you should start paying your fair share. And then she'd leave. That would be, that's how it would go down.
I think 16 is a very conservative number.
You do?
I think, yeah. I think it's 30.
No. That could be 30. Well, you're saying, oh, those cars are just going to go for triple what we thought they
I'm
were going
like,
to go for.
If you came to me and you said, start selling everything between helmets and racing suits and cars and buildings and commercial buildings and the guitar in Chris's office. Like, yeah. When you really add everything
and
up.
And Chris in Chris's office.
Yeah. Chris is rent to own.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I think 30.
All right.
I mean, I don't, it would take some work. It would take me a little time, but I think I could squeeze 30 out of it.
All right. I'd like to see you try. I'm this close to getting some land in Plentywood, Montana, just kind of cashing in and calling it a life, starting a cult. All right. There's a question up here about a Lincoln. So Jason Calacanis is one of the first guys to get in with so he came over on Sunday and had a few beers with us, and Matt bought him some Mediterranean food, and we watched some football, and we had some had an interesting conversation. But he's one of the first guys in with Tesla and Elon and all that kind of stuff. Tesla's going to do a new Roadster. I think if memory serves, 1.9 seconds, 0 to 60.
I have so many issues with this.
What are the issues?
First of all, okay, I get it. It's like he's I don't even know where to start. Most car companies say, hey, man, come out to Pebble Beach and see our concept car, or come to the LA Auto Show and see our concept car.
Right.
And it's meant to be an exercise in engineering, in design, get feedback from the public, get feedback from media, and either they build that someday or it influences their design and whatever for the future.
Right.
Never once do they go, do you want this car? We're thinking about building it one day. And give us all your money now. And
right.
This is what this business model of his is interesting. It's genius, but also, like, why are we as the media and consumers buying into this? So he needs money to build his Model 3. He needs money to build the car he should be delivering now.
Right.
Okay. So he comes up with an idea of, like, the Roadster or the Tesla pickup truck or the semi truck,
right?
And says, "I'm taking deposits. I'm gonna make this car. Everybody, give me, thousands and thousands of dollars. And in a few years from now, we're gonna give you this car. So give me $250 million worth of deposits now. I'll use that money to build my Model 3.
Yeah."
And then in a few years from now, when the Model 3 is selling, hopefully I got enough money to make that Roadster I promised everybody. But by the way, if I don't have that much money, I'll announce something else, or I'll delay the Roadster or whatever.
You know,
and it's just kind of this,
there's a
come
new,
on now.
There's a new world order, which is these guys have become...
he's crowdfunding.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, he's an impresario. If I'm saying that right, which is he's doing what, I don't know what P. Diddy does, like, really, other than make announcements and say he's down with this guy. And then there's this other fat rapper guy, like Sheikh Khalib or whatever. This guy's see him on commercials.
I have no
and
idea
stuff.
What he does.
I have no idea what this guy does. These guys just market themselves.
That's it,
and the next thing you know, you go, oh, and then they brainwash a lot of people, and then the next thing you know, you're having arguments with people about Kanye West being a genius. He is a genius, and you're like, I don't even know what he does. And it's like, then you go, why? Oh, he's going to be on Saturday Night Live as a musical guest this weekend. Okay, let me watch. And then he goes out and he points at the ceiling. And he goes, yeah. And then he points at the ceiling some more, and he's like, yeah. And then he comes back, and then I run in the same person. I go, he's a genius. He was a genius. And I go, well, what's he doing on Saturday Night Live? Yeah. Well, sometimes he just points at the ceiling. I mean, like, you're going, you know, Jerry Seinfeld's the greatest stand-up ever. He's the greatest stand-up ever. You've never experienced stand-up until you've seen Jerry do a show. And then you go down to Caesar's Palace, and Jerry goes out on stage and points at the ceiling and goes, yeah.
Funny.
And, he doesn't say joke. A joke. No jokes. He just points at the ceiling. He's like, yeah. And then you come, I run into you, and I go, oh, yeah, well, he probably wasn't doing comedy that night. but believe me, he's the best.
Yeah, don't judge him by that.
Yeah, don't judge him by that. No, that's him. Yeah. That's just him on stage with a microphone and millions of people watching. But don't judge. He's probably, what was he doing? Pointing at the ceiling? Oh, yeah.
I've heard he does that from time to time.
That's not the genius part. It's the other part that he doesn't do when you're watching him.
Yeah.
So take my word for it. So everyone is now just marketing themselves, right? And the Ball brothers are playing basketball, and Sheikh Khalib is probably doesn't go by Sheikh.
No, but if you like look at like what the who CAA is signing, or like who like all these agencies are signing now, it's celebrities, it's musicians, and then influencers. Like that's like a whole category.
So Elon, in a way, is an influencer. In a tech way, he's an influencer, and so he's out there kind of P.T. Barnum-y. Is going, I'll build tunnels through the Sepulveda Pass straight to the airport, straight to your plane. And I've not gotten these discussions. I had a discussion with Lynette. I'd be curious where I'm like, they don't have the tunnels, though. He hasn't. And like my wife's like, oh, he's built those tunnels. Like he's building those tunnels. And I'm like, he's building them or he wants to build them? It's like, I saw a picture of the tunnels.
In his parking lot. He drilled a hole in his parking lot at Tesla.
I saw a picture of the tunnels. And I'm like, you saw pictures of like car Logan's Run, you know? Like, no. And she's like, he's on it. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't think he's on it. He did a computer rendering.
Yeah.
He sent it out.
And then he drilled a hole in the parking lot at Tesla.
And like, there's a bunch of people who are so desperate that there would be a tunnel so they didn't have to sit on the 405. But you've got to sit on the 405 every day. Like, what tunnels? But the point is my wife thinks he's made tunnels and
what he wants.
And he's a hero.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, he has tunnels? He's done that? Yes. Look at the pictures. And I'm like, oh, God bless this guy. He's a genius. He's a savior. He's a savior. Yeah. And it's like, I'm not sure what he did yet. I mean, Chris can look it up, but it's perfect because I'm fairly sober and fairly literate, and I live in the town where he's drilling the tunnels, and I have no idea what he's done.
No.
Other than he's a hero, and this is a great idea. And he may be done for all I know.
Yeah.
And Lynette thinks he is done, or at least he's gotten started. I don't think he's gotten started.
But he's controlling the message, which is a great marketing move. He's controlling the media, which is a great marketing move. I mean, Trump effectively does that as well. I'm not picking on Tesla's cars. I love the idea of a crazy roadster that does 0-60 in 1.9 seconds and has a 600-plus mile range. Granted, I think you either get the range or you get the performance. You don't get both at the same time.
Sure.
And then he came out and said on Twitter, he's like, after his announcement, he's like, oh, that's the base model, basically. That's not like the ludicrous mode. It'll go faster than 1.9. Okay, I get it. And then I said, why is every media outlet calling this the fastest production car? It's not in production. It's not a production car.
Right.
Okay?
He's controlling the narrative.
How come when Hennessy releases a model or a concept of their car and says, this is going to be the first 300-mile-an-hour street car, everybody goes, hey, we'll wait till see it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
This is a great idea from Hennessy. Let's see if he does
it. Well,
and then Tesla's headlines are fastest production car.
Right. Because he and and DJ Sheikh Khalib have figured out a way to game the system.
I want it to work. I'm such a fan of the automotive industry. I want that to work. But if you give that guy a $50,000 deposit, or you give him the full $250,000 to get like the launch edition, and it sits in his bank account for 3 years, do you earn the interest on that?
Interesting. Well, listen, what do I know? I'm only worth between $16 and $30 million.
That's right.
So here's the thing. And here's why I'm not, you know, a first year deposit guy basically, I figured it out. I've learned my lesson, and I also understand that the model that you just pine for becomes old yesterday's news, like super quick.
Yeah.
And this battery stuff, I mean, just from watching, I think like Road and Track TV or something with those little segments where they're we're at the Tokyo Auto Show, and they give a little, they jump in with little bits and pieces. Some of this electric stuff, some of the range claims, and yeah. some of what's just around the corner. I mean, it's going to be like cell phones. There was a time when there was something called a mobile phone, and Dan Tana had one in his car. And if you're the president or a doctor, a surgeon, maybe you had one, but yeah. you didn't have one if you just were a school teacher. And now everyone has one, and the batteries last 10 times as long, and they're twice as – they're quarter the size unless you want a bigger screen. The electric car, we're right there. We're right there. I mean, 2 years ago, I'm looking at something that's plug-in, dedicated plug-in that I can get from my house to the studio and back in about 11 miles each way. And I'm going down looking at a $160,000 BMW, and the plug-in range is 18 miles.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, that's not enough to get me to work and back. And they're like, yeah, well, it's got an engine too. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm kind of, my plan is to plug it in when I get home. And then go to work, come back, and plug it in when I get home.
Yeah.
Or miss a few days. Because I'm just going to work and back. Like 90% of what I do is I leave my house, I come to work,
yeah.
I'm here all day, I get my car, I go home. Once I go home, I'm pretty much home. I take the dog for a walk or go to the gym or whatever, go to the corner, but I'm just there. There's no more extra mileage.
Right.
So if BMW gives me 60 miles on a plug-in, then I'll plug it in Sunday night, and I'll go to work Monday, Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday, and then I'll plug it in again, or whatever. But they don't give me 18 miles. Now, we're turning the corner.
Yeah.
And what I'm seeing out of these reports, of these shows, talking about the car shows and everything, is like 500, 400, 300, reasonably priced, like stuff you'd like to drive, stuff that looks pretty cool,
yeah.
stuff that works for your family. And, when they gave us the first Volt, I think, it was the Chevy Volt.
Yeah.
I think we got a first gen Chevy Volt here. And I don't know, the plug-in range was like 27 miles or something like that.
Yeah,
and I had the thing like sitting here at the shop, and I plugged it in with just some 110, like out in the parking lot. And it was like on 8, and I was like, I got to get home, and home's 11. And I plugged it in, and I went and did some podcasts or whatever, and I came out like 3 hours later, and it was like on 10.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah,
okay,
this
is not going to work. We're right there right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's now all going to work. When I turn in my Jag lease in 2.5 years, there will be thousands of choices of great pure plug-in cars.
Yeah, and like you're saying, not just the technology, like it's going to be some cool looking cars and some functional cars and
fast
SUVs
cars.
And
Absolutely.
Sedans and some cool stuff. And again, I'm not picking on the Tesla cars. I think they're great. I think the car looks awesome. I think their semi truck looks awesome. They're doing an all electric semi truck, and Walmart already said they want to prototype these things. Walmart has thousands, if not 100,000 or 20,000 semi trucks that they own.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. I just, I'll just buy it when it's done. I don't need to buy it 3 years in advance.
Agreed. All right. We'll go to the phones in 1 second. First, I'll tell you about Forza Motorsports 7, man, on Xbox One. Available now exclusively for Xbox One and Windows 10. Collect and race 700. Plus cars, including the Le Mans winning Shelby Cobra Daytona. Class. Let's be fair. It won its class. Mm-hmm. Although it should have. And it did. And how about the GT40? As seen in our movie, the 24-Hour War. Now, that won overall. Gorgeous graphics, 4K resolution, 60 frames per second. It's just unbelievable. Much better than it needs to be. That's all I can say. 30 famous destinations, including Laguna Seca. Well, we were there. Sonoma. We were there. Long Beach. We were there. Watkins Glen. No, not been there. Legendary Monza and Nürburgring. We got to get out there. Buy the digital version for just $38.99 during the Xbox Black Friday sale. It's November 23rd, so it's on now through the 27th. Let's get going, man. Let's go with Forza.
Before we get to the call, just a heads up for the tunnels. As of the end of October, it's been reported that picture he posted was a he broke 500 feet, and then he said in the next 3 to 4 months it'll reach about 2 to 3 miles, and then in a year it'll be 17 miles.
So which is 500 goal. Feet of tunnel. Where is
All right.
It just says L.A.
Yeah, it's in the parking lot of Tesla.
his backyard. Who knows?
He drilled a hole in his ground.
But are we looking at actual photographs?
It does. Here, I'll put it up. It kind of looks like a CGI rendering.
Yeah. Well, it has
it's like pretty clean.
In his mind, he's gone 500 feet.
I still say Lynette's half right on this one. But the point is
there are not tunnels. There are not Tesla tunnels all underneath L.A. yet. I don't know if there will be, but...
That's the whole point. It's right. Like he says, you know, he's basically it looks like a real photograph, but who knows what, you know, could be 100 feet in his parking lot. Yes. And look, you know, the guy's running for president or politician says a chicken in every pot and 2 cars in every garage. Everyone's like, yeah. And then, but he doesn't say how he's going to do it.
Right.
This guy just goes, I'm going to have a network of tunnels. You'll never sit on the 405 again.
That's
you won't be sitting in traffic. And we sit home and we go, yeah, we love this guy. And that's about it. Matt, 32, New Hampshire.
Hey, Ace, Matt, get it on. How you doing?
Good, all right. Man.
Hey, I was actually watching some videos on YouTube of the people reviewing. I think it's the new Tesla Model 3. That's it, right? The like budget Tesla.
Mm-hmm. The sedan, I guess. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. I might be with Matt a little bit from what I was hearing on hold. That thing seems like an electric Toyota Yaris. I mean, these guys are going crazy over it. Talking about how the vanity mirror lights up and there's a light in the trunk and the armrest has cup holders. I'm like, this really doesn't seem that impressive.
Well, look, here's the.
And I'm not picking on the car.
What's
I'm just saying the
business sticker
model.
For 40? Is that sticker for 40? I don't know.
The Model 3?
Yeah.
The Model 3.
Oh, the Model 3.
Yeah, it starts somewhere around there.
Look, here's where we're at. There's only so much you can do with 40 grand worth of electric car in 2017. We are on the cusp of having so much more for the same money 2 years from now. Like I just
40 grand buys all of the engineering, all of the batteries, the motors, it buys all of that.
I just feel like anyone I know who wanted a plug-in electric car, I would go just give it another like 18 months, 2 years, then make your move. All right, but anyway, Matt.
That's where I'm at now. I was in the car market about a year and a half ago, and I ended up getting a two-year-old Lincoln MKZ hybrid. I searched all over the country. I called in a little while ago. I'm a pilot. I don't know if you remember, but I can fly anywhere in the country. So I searched countrywide to get one, and the one I wanted was pretty rare with all the technology and the full glass roof and all that. I ended up finding one right up here in Massachusetts, and I mean the sticker price on that thing new is $48,000. I only paid $28,000 for it off of a 2-year lease. It gets 40 plus miles to the gallon, heated and cooled everything. I just think it's one of the best cars you can get for the money. I mean, I know you talk a lot about your Audis and your Beamers and stuff like that, but
I love the Lincoln. We took the Lincoln up to Willow Springs in March.
Yeah, we drove the Continental, the new Lincoln Continental.
Black.
Yeah, those are nice.
Didn't we drive the black or the blue? It was blue, but it was called the Lincoln Black. I don't know, it had the full interior and all that stuff.
It had all the...
You know what I like about Lincoln? Lincoln is like the fat chick who gives the hell of a blowjob, which is like they know who they are, and they better fucking put out, and you better you can't they can't afford because they fell off. They fell behind Lexus, yeah, and they fell behind Infiniti and the Mercedes and everything. You know, they used to be the belle of the ball. Then they crapped out a few kids, put on a little weight, and now they better start sucking. And that's the way they do it. And so it's like you climb into that Lincoln and you're impressed.
Yeah.
And they need that. You can't claw your way back up that ladder into the luxury car market by having me climb into the car and go, it's all right. It's no Lexus. Like, they got to overdo it.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And I think they just announced the Lincoln Navigator, and it's supposed to be amazing. And I'm going to go see if I can see one at the LA Auto Show in a week or so.
By the way, you know, my thing, whether it's Lincoln, who's getting back into it, or Hyundai Genesis or something like that, like, I'm like, you go for the overcompensating car.
Yeah.
You don't go for the, you know, you got the Audi, you got the Lexus, and they're kind of going, hey, we're Audi. You want to be seen in one of us.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have to chase you. You chase us. You go down to look at a Genesis and you go, that's a lot more car for 20 grand less. You just don't get the Audi badge on there. But they're overcompensating.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was exactly my thought process a year and a half ago when I bought this thing. And like I said, it's a hybrid. I don't know if the Continental comes in a hybrid, but this one's hybrid. It gets 40-plus miles to the gallon. It came certified pre-owned, so it's got a bumper-to-bumper warranty out to 100,000 miles. Like, I'm like, this thing's
great.
That's
the way to do it. That's the way to buy them.
That's the way to buy them. Yeah, you buy it for half of what the sticker was. And I see those MKZs around, and I always go, I like that car.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you, Matt.
It's nice. Looking forward to the cruise. I'll see you in a week and a half or so.
Yeah, come say hi, man. All right, now we got a Toronto. We're going from New Hampshire to Toronto on this one. Adam, line 5. What's going on, Adam?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Just wanted to ask your thoughts on air-pressured vehicles. Big fan.
Thanks. You know, one of the things I know about air-pressured vehicles is like when you go to Leno's shop and he has his little steam motors, steam piston, you know, stuff, engines hooked up or whatever. Whenever he wants to just kind of demonstrate it for you, he just hooks the air hose onto it and turns it on. And the thing goes berserk. Like, you've never seen more torque. Like, it just, he takes the air hose and he just snaps it onto one of his piston steam things. And it just goes like, it goes sick. So yeah, I like
it. Could you imagine putting like a big, like a big tank on like a cart or something like that and have it rip like that?
I know there's guys that are, you know, I know some of the stuff I've been looking at is like a hydrogen electric vehicle where you're like making your own power and stuff like that. I think hydrogen electric is one of the things they're talking about for the near future in terms of electric vehicles, but I haven't heard anyone talking about air pressure.
Yeah, I don't hear too much about air pressure. I mean, right now they got to be playing with something that's very tiny and light, almost golf cart-ish.
Maybe. Viable resource there is. So,
wait, what'd you say, Adam? Oh.
They're like, you know, there's resources everywhere. It's the most research resource.
No. Hold on. I'll put him on hold for a second. Let's see if it cleans up. He's calling from Toronto, and his phone is popping in and out. Let's see if it cleaned up. Adam?
Hey. You get me now?
Yeah, I think we got you. So what was your statement on air-powered vehicles?
Well, their source is cheaper than everything.
It didn't work.
Every other word.
Thanks, Adam. We appreciate it. It's clumping in and out. Let's see. The Porsche's back from New York. We got that going. You're driving the new Honda Ridgeline.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. So, you know, like, I did some posts on it online and wanted to get everybody's thoughts on it. And there was a lot of debate on, is it ugly? Is it cool looking? Is it a truck? Is it not a truck? And I don't know what it, if it needs to be in a category like that. You know, it's like, maybe it's a modern day El Camino. I mean, it's unibody and it's got an independent rear and it's got a, you know, I wouldn't get the front-wheel drive version, but, you know, I've got an all-wheel drive version with a 3.5-liter V6, and it's smooth, and it rides nice, and the interior looks like a Honda, and people have asked about the size of it. It's, you know, it's the size of a nice-size SUV. I mean, you know, the windshield is larger than a sedan. The dash is a little larger than a sedan. It's an interesting vehicle. I think it has a lot of potential, but I don't think it needs to be in a category of versus, you know, Chevy Colorado or Ford F-150. I think it's a great city truck. I think it is what it is, you know.
I think I would like here's what I would like out of that. I like them too. You know, Honda's
I like what it represents. Honda's, it's easy to get in and drive.
Honda's not going to thrill and it's not going to disappoint. It's going to be Honda. I would like that car. I would be very happy if my wife bought that car.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't drive it every day and she could drive it and there's plenty of room to throw like the kid's bicycle in the back or something like that, or go pick something up from the warehouse or have Rob throw whatever the box of Christmas ornaments in the back or the whatever. She could drive it. She could be comfortable in it. It's nice. And then I'd have it like for the weekend if I need to go to the hardware store or something. But that to me is like a good, if you're a gay couple and you're the top, you get the bottom to drive the Ridgeline. I should do commercials for them. And then that'd be like, it's kind of a sensible, like it's a car like where you're not making a statement, you're not telling the world you're douche or you're overcompensating or anything. You're just like you see a guy drive that car and you go, that's a guy who's comfortable with his lot in life. Like he's not trying to make a statement, he's not overcompensating. That's just a car. And then it'd be nice to have that in your garage to be able to grab it on a Saturday morning and go do whatever with it.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't necessarily be the thing you'd want to climb into every single day and go to work.
I like it because it's functional. And if you were gonna drive it every day, you'd want Gale Banks to put a turbo on it.
Right. All right. So we'll move in together, and you buy a Ridgeline.
Okay.
And I think you know where this is headed. All right. And I'll tell you about Simply Safe, man. I understand why some people may be put off getting a security system. Slimy sales guys, long-term contracts, expensive installations. Why bother? But you can get the best protection and do it so easily these days. All you have to do is get Simply Safe Home Security. Get this Simply Safe Home Security system. Top-of-the-line protection. No long-term contracts. No hidden fees. You just order it online. You set it up very easily. Very easily. You don't have the zip ties, the clipped ends of the zip ties.
Yeah.
People do two things with the zip ties. They either clip off the ends, and you just find those on the ground everywhere, or they'll cut them off and just clip them in the middle and cut them off. You'll just find the whole zip tie on the ground. Literally had the security guys putting in the fire alarms at the other shop. And I was just like, I literally looked at that clip and I said, do not. I don't want to pick these up. You pick them up. And he was like, I'll clean up after myself. After they left, found seven of them. Just on the ground. Can't do it. It's like, because it's not.
That guy was having a bad day or an emotional day or whatever he said. He was having like an emotional
no,
day.
No, he was having an emotional day because he got in an argument with his wife while the other time they were doing it. It's just, screw those guys. There's a reason why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're not that good at what they do. Look, let's order online. Let's get it in under an hour. Let's get your home and family protected, 24/7 protection. And let's get 10% off. SimplySafeAdam.com/Adam3. That is SimplySafe.com/Adam3. ADAMTHREE. Or you can also find it at your local Best Buy. But get the 10% off. Get it up at not under an hour. And not all the mess. Batteries last 10 hours. These guys, it's the weirdest thing in the world. It's like, it's not achievable. It's like, it's not achievable. Like, I'm looking at the tails of these zip ties, and I'm saying to the guy's face, I don't want to pick these up. You make sure they're all picked up. And he's like, I'm toho, man. I got a broom strapped to my ass.
I'm the best at picking these up.
And then he leaves that day. Yeah. That's like a Wednesday. And I find like two or three of them just on the ground, just on the carpet, just right. You know, he was on an A-frame ladder working on something on the ceiling, and directly below him is the thing. And then they came back on Friday, and when they left, there they were. It's like weird, right? Like not doable. Like for instance,
he was like laughing and running out the door.
Making that declaration was the same amount of effort of just like leaving them around.
He's laughing and running out the door. Fuck you, Corolla. I'm leaving all those things there.
Putting water in coffee mugs where there's a coffee mug, like every other day, I just go into the sink and there's a little bit of coffee in the bottom of the mug and the mug's sitting in the sink and they don't splash water in. It's I've now deemed it unachievable. It's not achievable by anyone who works here. I was here yesterday just looking at this. Like, there's the mug. Yep, there's the coffee sitting in the corner of the mug. Like, it's not achievable. And I find that now, look, maybe it's achievable, but it's not achievable through conversation because the subject has been brought up 57 times and it's just not doable. And it's a weird, I find that weird. I also, if I was the person that couldn't pull off either the coffee mug or the zip tie tails, I would kill myself. I would kill myself. Like, I cannot believe that someone would have this conversation with me so many countless times.
Yeah. But I think, like, the people who don't do it don't care that they didn't do it either, though. I mean, like Drew, he leaves the bag of almonds open and you go, Drew, is this you who just woke up? Oh, yeah, that was me. And then he'll just go on with his life. Like, it doesn't really affect him. There's no shame felt.
But if you don't care to close the almonds, but you don't care that Adam cares.
And that's the bigger, that's the bigger picture.
Right?
I'm not talking about this.
Adam going to Drew's house and then Adam snooping through his cabinets going, why didn't you close the almonds, buddy? And he's like, because I don't care and it's my fucking house. You know?
I will say this. I was washing my dish this morning, and Matt Fondelier standing behind me just waiting. And then I'm wondering what he wants. All he wanted was just to use a sink after me so he could give a little spritz of water in his coffee.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, hero. Yeah. Hero. All right. What do you got? Max Pata's birthday, by the way, is today.
Happy
wish him a happy birthday, everyone. 32 years.
Well, that was a couple days ago.
Young. Yeah, I know. As you hear this.
Happy
yeah.
Thanksgiving, everybody. Hope you had a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let me tell you about Geico.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a to-do list. You know, you drop off your dry cleaning, you pick up some milk, and now you can add saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance to that list. And you don't have to pick up or drop off anything. You just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your car insurance. So if you need extra money in your pocket, this is the most rewarding to-do you can do today. Go to geico.com. As you guys are going on your cruise, I'm going to stay back here. I'm going to swing by the LA Auto Show.
Mm-hmm.
I got some buddies from Forza Motorsport in town. We're going to cruise on over and take a little tour of Leno's garage.
Mm.
They asked, and Bernard hooked me up, sent Bernard an email, get a nice response. Come on down. Bring your buddies.
Good job.
And I'm excited about this. I'm going to drive the Acura NSX.
Oh,
for a few
that's
days.
Nice.
We've seen it at Monterey a bunch of times. We've been to the Acura events, and we saw it at SEMA.
Yeah, we hear very good things about that car.
The technology with the three electric motors on the transmission and the front wheels.
Yeah,
and now finally get to get in it, and
yeah,
and I'm expecting like Acura quality.
Yeah,
you know,
I
not typical supercar quality. I want it to be like a Honda Ridgeline, but fast.
Yeah, the only question is with everything being more than you need in terms of 0 to 60, top speed, stopping distance, with all the bells and whistles, then what are we talking about now? Like,
yeah.
it's all way more than you need or that you're capable of using unless you're just on the track all day, every day, and you're a professional driver. So now we're getting back into soul, you know, and into those intangible things. And that's where, like, the McLaren falls short for me. I don't find it sexy. I just find it utilitarian in a badass way, but I'm not moved by it, you know. And I want to, you know, when you walk up on one of those Singer Porsches, mm-hmm. when we're over at Pebble Beach, and you walk up on one of those Singers at the Quail, you walk up that thing and it stirs you. You're like, oh, look at this. And then you put your head in and you go, oh man.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah. Look what they've done here. And then you walk up on the McLaren and you go, that thing will go 0-60 in, you know, 2.2 seconds. And you go, yeah, great. But
yeah,
I'm not moved. I'm not being moved.
Walk up
by
on a Pagani.
Car. Yeah, right.
You know, and
right.
then there's you stand there for a little while.
Right.
And then I'm a big fan of the previous generation NSX. I like the old NSX.
I appreciate the NSX, but it's like saying I appreciate a Playboy model. Like, you don't want to appreciate them, or you don't want to go, she really makes a good omelet. And she's an early riser. It's like you want to be moved.
Yeah.
You want to feel it in your loins.
Yeah. I didn't think the car was like a great performer back in the day, but I liked where they were heading.
I did too. And an aluminum engine, aluminum body. And a drive. And by the way, you know, this is back when drive it every day supercar meant something.
Yeah.
Now everyone's got a drive it every day supercar.
So we got a little side bet. My neighbor that, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin, he wanted the NSX back in the day, and he couldn't fit in it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got a little side bet of what he can if he can fit in the new NSX or not. So
we'll
give you a little update on
that.
We'll
keep you posted on that.
And yeah, follow Matt on social media, at Motorator everywhere. I'm sure he'll put up pictures.
We'll go to Steve's house and get in the NSX.
You go to carcastshow.com, find out what we're up to, and our Facebook and Twitter and all that. We love it when you send us stuff, and we reply as fast as we can, and tell a friend. Go to Corolla Drinks. Get your orders on for the holiday. Check out all the great movies, 24-Hour War, Winning, Racing Life, and Newman. Those are all The Bug, The King and the Underdog. 12 O'Clock Boys. I forgot. We got that one. That is a killer documentary.
You used to talk about that one years ago. I remember
when
we first saw it. Like
it'll
very powerful.
It'll nauseate you. But you'll be like, where are these guys' dads?
Yeah.
But it's
Nate keeps curating more content and making more content. And definitely keep your eye on
12
Chassis.
O'Clock Boys, really good, yeah. And so anyway, and T-shirts, all that kind of stuff. I think we got the Dude Maintain T-shirt at AdamCarolla.com coming as well.
Yeah, it's coming.
So, till next time. Adam Carolla for Matt the Motorator, DeAndre Sankey, the Air and the Spare, and the Bag and the Wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Carcast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarcastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit carcastshow.com.
Hey everybody, it's Chad Prather here, the guy that's unapologetically Southern on YouTube. Join me every Thursday for the Chad Prather Show exclusively here on Podcast One. I'm bringing armchair philosophy and observational humor to what's going on in the world, as guests help me sort it all out. Nothing is off limits on the Chad Prather Show. Again, every Thursday, it's new episodes of the Chad Prather Show right here on Podcast One. Download and listen to new episodes exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.